MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lee County has several road and highway projects starting on Monday. A $2.2 million roadway resurfacing project on US 82 from milepost 160 to milepost 170 west of Lovington. Work will take place 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Fridays and is expected to be completed in early June. Also starting on Monday is a $55.7 million major roadway reconstruction project on New Mexico 128 in downtown Jal. The 3.1-mile project will include roadway widening, lighting, signal, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, drainage, and utility improvements. Work will take place 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mondays through Fridays and is expected to be completed in the spring of 2028. For both projects, there will be lane closures each direction, and drivers are asked to plan ahead for delays, use caution, observe all signs, and reduce speed in the area. On Saturday, deputies in Chavez County and New Mexico livestock inspectors conducted an investigation into an illegal cockfighting ring. Deputies say the investigation stemmed from a tip that was called into the Chavez County Sheriff's Office, which provided the address and possible suspects. The investigation is ongoing. And federal prosecutors in New Mexico charged more than 130 people with immigration-related crimes over a two-week period that ended on March 27th. That, according to new enforcement statistics released by the United States Attorney's Office for the District of New Mexico, a sign of what officials say is a significant increase in enforcement activity across the state. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, 98 people were charged with illegal reentry after deportation, which is a federal felony. Another 10 were charged with alien smuggling, and 6 were charged with illegal entry. In addition, 19 people were charged with illegal entry along with violations related to entering restricted military property. Those charges stem from arrests made in the newly established National Defense Area, where additional federal security regulations now apply. Those people were charged under a combination of federal statutes, including violation of a military security regulation and entering military, naval, or Coast Guard property. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.